my love. I didn't get a chance to call to get on earlier. I'm off today, so I kind of just I got up, took care of the dog, and just basically was taking care of business, like putting together some pieces that I have, adding something to pieces. Just really broken, and I decided to get up early, like I had a work day. So that's what I've been doing. So now I'm on my way to pick up my son. And I'm going to grab him from school, come back. Well, he wants me to pick him up I'm going to pick him up, and he wants to stop to get something to eat, and he wants to buy himself earring. He got his ears pierced. So he has to get, like, a little stud diamond there, and he has money from his birthday that he's been saving, so that's what he decided he wants to do with a small portion of the money that he saved. So that's my day, and let's see, what else am I doing later? I haven't even spoke to my cousin as far as doing the podcast with him to go to New York, but I know he's going to be on board. He's fabulous, and he's going to definitely be on board. Let me think. What else is it that I need to keep you guys posted on? The trip to New York to go to movie. I really was thinking about going today because I'm off today. So I really was thinking about going. And, there's so much stuff that I need to get from there. It's so much. But I need to narrow it down first. I need to basically master something, and then I can explore my options to other stuff. I need to get a lane first. So that's basically where I am now. Are you guys listening to me? Let me see what else I could talk about today. This weather, I really didn't even expect it, like, to be this bad. I told my son last night, I heard it's going to be northeastern, and he's like, northeastern, and he said, it's just going to be a lot of rain. So after my husband took him to the bus this morning to take his bus to school, to go to school out in Wayne again, I came out, the dog was driving me crazy. He wanted to go outside. I know he wanted to go outside because he's barking and looking out the window and going crazy, like in a panic, like barking back and forth. So I realized that the neighbors were getting new washer and dryer in their home. So they had delivery people come. And he's having a fit. I'm like, oh, my God, give me a break. Every time somebody comes around this house, I have to deal with that. So he's going crazy. So I'm like, okay, I'll take him outside. And I noticed that and I did notice a little flurry, but I didn't think it was, it doesn't look that bad from the window. So I noticed they were leaving. So I get him together. I put on a harness on him. And then on his harness, I put I do have a coat for him, an overcoat that has the hook where his leash can attach to it. But I don't really like it that much or trust it because it's Velcro in the front and that keeps it together. If he gets too excited and he's pulling and I'm pulling, my dog is going to come out of me. And I don't want him. It's just dangerous for him. He's so tiny that you won't even see him. If he runs out into the street, you don't see him. He's like smaller than an adult cat. Well, the ones that walk the street, because they look like they are eating something more than just damn, they're fucking surviving in the damn woods, and they're attacking, they're going back and forth with tigers and shit. These cats look big as hell. I'm like, what the hell? You sure this is a damn cat? So, so I took him outside, but I put the harness on him. And then he has an overcoat that comes on top of the harness, and it has, like, a little opening on the top of his back, like, right behind his neck where the hook can peek through the coat, and then I just hook on his leash through there. But he knows exactly where his leash is, and he's so smart because he also knows. See, my family isn't trying to play my dog like he's like he's stupid or he's not smart enough. First of all, he knows where his leash is. So I wasn't getting dressed to actually walk him. I was just throwing on something because I don't know if I mentioned this before, in my home, in the extra room that I have that I use for my sewing room, that room gets kind of cold. It's no like heating vent that comes through there. I said I was going to have to get a small heater. But, I'm really warm getting my son now, and it's really like, you can see where the snow, ice, slushiness is all, you see all that on the highway. As I was saying, so he knows where I keep his leash and everything. So the actual minute that he's been sitting on clothes, he's like jumping up in my face, like, you know how a child put their arms out for you to pick him up? He's doing that. He's like on his back to feet. And he's jumping up. He's jumping up in my face. And I know I know him, just like I guess he knows me. When he thinks he's going out, he doesn't panic, but he runs. He runs through the house. I try to touch him, he runs. Like, he's like back and forth. Like, he gets so excited. So, and then he walks over to where his leash is, and he stands there. He looks at the leash, and he looks at me. And he looks at the leash, and he looks at me. And I'm like, I did not say I was taking you out. That's not why I was slipping on some Uggs, some sweats, and I was going into the sewing room. Like, my husband doesn't think that it's cold in there. I think it's cold in there. I am like, I like to be cozy. Like, I don't like to be cold. I like not too hot, but a nice warm temperature is what I prefer. Comfortable. So I go in there. I put my Uggs on. I put on my house coat, and I go in there. And I mess around with a few things, and he lays by the door. So I come back out, and he's jumping all over me again. Like, he thinks he's going out. He's having a fit because they're out there. I hear them out there. My husband's telling him to hush, stop making all this noise. So then he's, like, quietly trying and still trying to get my attention. So I get him dressed, which means his harness and his coat and his leash. First, he gave me a hard time with the coat because he was just trying to get outside. So he was so excited. So I took him outside, and, oh, my God, so many puddles on the street. My little fluffy little dog turned into a wet little big-eyed skinny face, hungry looking, unnourished dog. Like, his fur got so wet. See, when I first got him, I tried to wash him. I didn't wash him in the beginning because I was instructed not to wash him as a puppy. Because I got home with 5 weeks. Not to wash him that early until after he had all his shots. And he didn't get all the shots until after 6 months. I think it was 6 months, I believe. Yeah, I forgot how it goes. But he got all his shots. But I was instructed because they say that if you wash him at that age, you strip his hair or his fur of the, whatever it is it has to keep it strong, like, you strip it. So you don't want to wash any of that away to oil you and everything. Like, he needs that. Just don't wash his hair. So I didn't. I tried to follow instructions. So now, once he got his shot, I tried to wash him. The first time I washed him, it wasn't that bad. So I thought after the first time, because it wasn't that bad, then the second time, we'll be fine. Oh, my God, the first time wasn't that bad. Although we fought a little bit. He was still a puppy. He was still, he wasn't really that resistant with me because he was kind of letting me be in control. Once he became, like, growing up and feeling himself, he was like, listen, I'm not getting in that tub. So one day what I did was I ran the water. I put a little bit of water in there. Got it ready, nice and warm for him. Warmed up the bathroom. Had everything in the bathroom ready for him to get in. So he has this ball that he loves so much. It's like a green jello looking ball with spikes on it. It's really small. It's big enough to fit right in his mouth. He and when you squeeze it, it makes these squeaky noises, and he loves it. That's his favorite ball. So he had the ball in there with him, and he was playing with it. I'm trying to get him, and he keeps showing his teeth to me, although I know he's not going to bite me. He's never bit me. Like, he did, like, he grabbed my pants like before, but that's just really to get my attention. He's never trying to hurt me. Like, So, but he will, like, if his ball, he will throw his ball to me for me to get his ball. He doesn't really like my son and my husband getting his ball because, let me tell you, my son and my husband, they will take, get my dog would go to the ball, they will take the ball, and they will sit it up on top of, like, the highest cabinet or dresser and let him watch it and laugh at him jumping up and down trying to get it. And I will be the one to walk over there and say, don't do that to him. Give him his ball. And I take it down, and I hand him his ball. And now, also, or they put it inside of a hamper so he can look at it, but he can't get it. And I'm like, why would you torture? Well, my husband started it. My son does it a little, but he'll eventually get it. But my husband just tortures him, and I really don't like that. Like, yo, what kind of person are you? Like, who just likes to see somebody beg for something? Or who? Oh, again, I mean, forget about that. That's a whole nother subject. Okay, so with the ball thing, I put the ball into the tub with hope that he would want to get in the tub and play with it. Why did I do that? I put the ball in the tub. What he did was he laid down at my feet with his head down, with his head on his two front paws, and he just laid there like he was so hurt. And he cried. He wanted his ball. Then every now and then he would get up and try to look into the tub to get it. The tub is really kind of high, so he can't really look into it. So he would try to peek over into the tub to see his ball. And then he would run around and act mad again, and he'll come and lay down. He's just, like, really going freaked out. I'm like, all right, let me take the ball out. I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm not going to be able to wash him. So now I don't wash him. I take him to the groomer at least once every 2 weeks or every weekend. Like, we either do it once a week or once every 2 weeks. That's what, $50. Well, they, for some reason, these women are charging me $65 and charging my husband $50. Like, wait a minute. Maybe he should take them. Again, that's a whole nother subject. I really want some Dunkin' Donuts. I'm riding by and I'm looking at it. And I would like to stop and get Dunkin' Donuts. I really love this podcast. I just wish I had more of a feedback from people, from my ladies. Really. Like, I want to have eventually have a book club. We can talk about books. If anybody's reading any interesting book that's really good, like, come on, let's talk about the book. We can talk about different things, like, talk about how to vacation save without just dropping a bunch of money. Like, let's do that. Let's get on here and talk about it. I'm also trying to figure out things. I don't know what my son is. I don't even know why I'm in this lane. I'm in the lane that has, like, a flood on the right side, and I'm like, hopefully I didn't splash anyone. So I'm just, like, riding on the shoulder lane. Well, I mean, it's not the shoulder because I'm on the street, but the lane more to the right. It's two lanes going in my direction. I'm on the right side, and it's, like, flooded the whole, so I'm riding down, like, splashing water the whole way down the block. But I am really, really, really excited about these pieces that I'm putting together now. I am so excited. I love them. I made this really, really cute skirt. It's really cute. I'm going to post it. I don't know. That's also, I want you guys to call in because I need some feedback. I want to know, what do you prefer? Is it, am I still going? I want to know what is more preferable. Etsy to sell on, eBay to sell clothing. I'm talking about women's clothing. Etsy, eBay, or Poshmark. I want to know most economical, like, just what makes sense and what's better. Because someone told me to try Etsy and someone else told me Poshmark. I think I've done Poshmark before. I don't mind Poshmark, but I don't know. I wanted to try Etsy. Excuse me. I'm yawning. I wanted to try Etsy. A lot of people said it's good for handmade things. I also, today, I would really like to purchase my dress form today. Whether it's I'm purchasing it online, that's probably going to be where I purchase it at, because I don't know of any place that I can walk into and get a dress form. But I wish that I could find some place like that, because I'd rather just put it in the trunk and just go home with it. But I can't find, and I don't really feel comfortable with finding someone selling it online and then showing up at their home like, hi, I'm outside. Given that's just a little, I mean, I know it happens a lot in this day and age because a lot of people are selling online and to avoid shipping costs, but it's kind of scary to me. I don't, like, you never know who's going to be at the door. Like, I know you, I don't know. I'm so corny. I'm so old-fashioned. But, I really want to get the dress form, so that's the thing that I need to get. I need to get a dress form and also just a mannequin to sit in my sewing room that I could dress up. So I need a dress form, which is going to be, foam, so that I could pin it. And I can stick pins in it, but I need the other one that I get. It doesn't really necessarily have to be where I can put pins in it, or it doesn't have to be. It could just be something cute, like I saw one that has, like, leopard print or, like, a zebra print on it, and it's just, like, an off-white and black. Or I see the off-white and black that has some cursive on it and, like, script, and then it has, like, little messages on there or says little things. I like that, too. I don't want to spend more than $20, $25 on that one. But the mannequin, but the dress form, I really don't want to spend more than $100 on it. But when I look at it, it goes by the size. So for a size 4 to 6 or 6 and under, I probably can get one for $100. But I've only been seeing this one, it's collapsible shoulders. I think it says collapsible on it, and it has the size there. That's in the one I see that they use in Project Runway also. I've been seeing that, and it's been like $250. For a size 8. I'm wanting to get something more close. See, that's another thing with choosing a dress form. I'm not really sure if it's wise to get, when picking a dress form, let me start over. I'm not sure if it's wise to get a size that you can't fit, a size smaller than what you wear. If you're, let's say you're making clothes to sell to people, so do I get a size smaller than what I am? And then would I be able to make or pin clothes up on it that's bigger and still be able to put it together? Or is it better to get a dress form that's like my size, which is a, I don't really want to be saying that. Like, I could do like a, I would say I'm a 10, right? Like, my waist is like 35, my hips are like 46. So, yeah, I'm like the normal black girl. Normal black girl / Puerto Rican shapely size. But I'm not sure how to do that. To me, it makes sense to get the size 6. But I want to make myself something and hang it on this dress form. If I get a size 6, well, maybe I can do this because I'm getting 2 size dress forms. Maybe I can get the cheaper one. Maybe I can do whichever, like, the one that I plan on spending, like, $20, $25 on. That one can be either the size 6 or the size, I really want to be an 8. I don't know if I'm in a 9. I think I'm a 10, though. That one, I'll, see, but you still could do something with a size 10 if you put size, you still can do something with a size 8. You can put size 10 clothes on. But 6 to 10, that's a big difference. So what I really want to do, if I'm going to get 2, one that's going to be like $20, $25, a cheaper version that's just there to just like for decoration where you hang scarves on it. I was thinking I can do that one, possibly. I can work that to make it hold close, too. I know I can. I don't know if I want to do that one, the size 6, or I don't even know if they come in a size 10. A size 10 sounds so big, but I'm not really that big, guys. Especially now that I stopped eating red meat and chicken and turkey, because I still eat meat, but I stopped doing the chicken, turkey, and red meat. I stopped that. So, let's see. That's what I'm stuck at. So it's really hard for me to buy this dress form because I'm stuck with picking out the size that I'm going to need. I'm stuck there. I want to make wise decisions when I spend my money. I don't want to make decisions that I'm going to regret or feel like my money is wasted. I don't have money like that. So I'm really stuck on this thing, and I have to get, I want to get the dress form. I want to get also, because most of my things, most of the clothes that I make, I try them on myself. So everything that I have is my size. Everything I have is my size. And I just don't want to always have to make my size. Like, that's not what I want to do. And then I don't know if my, like, to me, in my eyes, when I look in the mirror, I don't look big. As long as, I'm sorry, I don't look, well, I don't want to use the word big. I don't look like a size 10 to me. And to me, if that's what it is, and a size 10 is not even big. But I don't want to look, I don't feel like I look like a size, I don't know, maybe it's just my mom playing tricks on me. I always think my size is, I don't know, I'm stuck in a damn Twilight Zone. Because I always think that I'm wearing the smaller size than what I'm actually wearing. I'm a 10, I'd be looking at an 8. Like, I think I could fit this, but I think I'm a 10. I'm just going to, like, face reality, boo-boo. You're a size 10. This morning, I'm feeling really good. Some positive energy. I want you guys to listen and call in. I want feedback. And also follow my page on Instagram, from rags to the number 2 riches, RICHESS. Follow me on Instagram. It's very, a lot of fashion, all fashion, to be honest with you. Very fashion forward. See, it's funny because it's fashion forward with a slight of vintage. Like, I love vintage fashion. Like, that is like, I love it. So it doesn't matter. If I buy something that's like fashion forward to me, fashion always repeats itself. So fashion forward to me is basically, I mean, it's not always done the same way, but it's similar. Like, it has a lot of, the inspiration comes from what we know, and, like, that's what it comes from. So, but I have a thing for vintage fashion. Oh, my God. It's, like, in my heart. I don't know why. Like, I have so much vintage stuff in my, my sewing room. And the crazy thing is stuff that I can't even fit. I have so many Levi's jeans that I bought. But I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do something amazing with them. Because now I'm actually experimenting and I'm like bringing back to life things that are vintage. Like giving them like this futuristic look. And I'm loving it. But follow my page. From Rags to Riches. From FROM, the number 2, RICHESS. Thanks, baby. And I will talk to you guys later. I'm on the highway to get Rashid. My young boy. My baby boy. My young man. 16 now. So I'm on my way to get him. And run a little errand for him, help see if he wanted to pick up his earrings, if he wanted me to go with him, or if he wants Dad to go with him, because it's actually his dad's jeweler. That's the guy that does dad's jewelry. So I've been there with him a couple of times. I don't even know if he'll remember me. I don't want to go in and like, oh, hi, I'm Rashid. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't want to go in there that way. But I think he usually gives my husband better deals. I just don't want to walk in here and, you know how it is sometimes. Well, I'm going to have to discuss with my son and figure out what he wants to do, because it's his money, his earrings, and it's his decision right now. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, and I'll get back with you later. I'll see if Rashid wants to come on with me once he gets in the car. He's such a young man. Oh. Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Smooches.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.